USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrencies, FTX's assets, are either missing or stolen. A lawyer for the failed company said in court, Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt.
$8 or $9 billion in the hole in terms of customer withdrawals that are owed. The damage here might be more. A lot of funds that are just missing, vanished. There's been accusations of a backdoor between FTX and Alameda. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's other company. Hilariously, in a tweet, he said that was just incorrect internal labeling.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones must pay the full $49 million a jury awarded the parents of a Sandy Hook school shooting victim. A Texas judge ruled overnight. Mr. Jones claimed the shooting was staged. The amount is much higher than the maximum set by Texas law that limits punitive damages to $750,000 per plaintiff. After President Biden claimed victory for resolving the railroad labor dispute earlier this year, the truth is it's not resolved. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has an update.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune says this issue is bigger than most people realize.
It's something totally different when you think about the number of products that go on rail, including liquid natural gas and things like chlorine that help with all of our water supplies. This is a national security issue, not just a Christmas gift issue.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least six people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. And the shooter is also dead. City officials said early Wednesday, officers responded to the store less than an hour before closing time. Chesapeake Police Public Information Officer Leo Kaczynski.
So at 10:12 p.m., our emergency dispatch center received a call for a shooting that occurred here at the Walmart here on Sam Circle. So we respond initially. We found, as soon as we get here, we find basic evidence that a shooting had occurred, what was actively going on. So we responded in an active shooter fashion. We're trained for that.
After Amazon announced this week they were laying off roughly 10,000 jobs, another tech company is planning large layoffs. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023.
On this day in 1936, the first issue of the pictorial magazine Life is published, featuring a cover photo of the Fort Peck Dam spillway. It's also Billy the Kid's birthday from 1859. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.